Limited.
This is Fresh 107.9 FM, your feel-good radio. Is Fresh 107.9 FM, your feel-good radio. This is Fresh 107.9, where we keep you fresh all day.
All my women, you know, my strong women. So amazing how this world was made. I wonder if God is a woman. The gift of life astounds me to this day. I give it up for the woman. She's the constant wind that fills my sail, oh, that woman. With a smile and a star, she'll protect you like a child, that's a woman. She'll put a smile upon. This morning, I gotta put a scent of a woman.
All right, Shaggy doing that beautiful track there. Calls that one Strength of a Woman. And with that one, we say welcome to the show. It is the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM. I'm Bill Kuta. My name is Binga. All right, Shaggy, it's a beautiful Wednesday right here in the city of Abeokuta. This is the platform on Fresh FM. And this beautiful Wednesday morning, we're going to be focusing on women and the affairs that concerns women. And right about now, we have right here in the studio, the Commissioner for Women Affairs, Honorable Motunrayo Adijat Adeleye. And for the next 55 minutes, we shall be having a conversation on bettering the lives of girls and women in Ogun State. Just like I told you, my name is Binga Oreshegun, and yes, I am the man you just have to love, all right? And we have to talk about women, girls, the ladies. We're going to talk about everything that concerns them. We have Honorable Motunrayo Adijat Adeleye. Thank you so much for coming to our studios.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, so let's begin the conversation for the next 55 minutes. Let's talk about women in Ogun State, girls, ladies, women. It's been a month since you got sworn in as Commissioner for Women Affairs by His Excellency Governor Dapo Abiodun. And how are you settling into office? And also, did you get any, what do you have on ground to work with? Did you get any like handover notes from your predecessor? How are you settling in as well?
Oh, thank you. It's about 1 month and 2 weeks now. And it's been an interesting journey, actually. Let me say that my being a past member of the House of Assembly and having served as Chairman Committee on Women Affairs while I was in the House actually helped me. You know, back then in the House, we were able to build bridges, you know, relationship with some NGOs and all that. And that is really helping now. Permit me to use this opportunity to say thank you to His Excellency for giving me this responsibility. It's a challenging one. It's, I can say is a bit more challenging than where I was coming from as the Commissioner for Culture and Tourism. That was like a low-hanging fruit for me.
Okay.
But when you consider and you look at what is happening in the women's world this day, you know that it is a challenging one.
Okay.
Women, as we all know, are so strong, so powerful, and important when you are talking about the home and even the society at large. And that was why, even when God created the man was created first. And God could have said, oh, I'm done with creation. But God did not stop there. He looked at the man and he said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Let us create for him a helpmate. That means when the man is tired, when the man can no longer move on, that woman by his side is there to give him support. And that is what we as women has been doing all this while. But it is unfortunate that despite God's directive, we still have a lot of challenges. We are not where we are supposed to be. Yes, we are gradually, you know, it's like you crawling when you are supposed to be running.
You know,
after crawling you can walk, but when you are supposed to be running or flying, you are still crawling.
A
2-year-old that is still being spoon-fed. You know, it is unfortunate. The society, religion, tradition has casted so much barriers around us. And it is still affecting us despite the age we are in now.
Okay. So now, let's look at the past Commissioner for Women Affairs. You know, I'm sure she must have done a whole lot of things the past 4 years. Do you think or perhaps feel you want to continue on the path, on the trajectory that what she's been building for the past 4 years? Or perhaps you would want to continue on a different trajectory?
Well, the first thing we did when I got into office was to sit down with the management team that I met on ground. That's the civil servants led by the permanent secretary, to look at what are those things that were being done in the past that were being done well.
Okay.
What are those things that were being done that we can tinker with to do it better? And what are those things that were not being done at all? And what are those new things that we can, you know, infuse into our activities at the level of the ministry? You know, that can actually project the ministry and the women of Ogun State in a better light.
In a better light.
We have done that. And if you follow our activities, you will see that we are doing we are doing a couple of things differently now. We are out there. We are, whatever we are doing, whatever we are, wherever we are going, we've been going on courtesy visits to a lot of agencies. We've been to NDLEA, we've been to civil defense, we've been to hospitals. You know, we are building bridges with partners that we know are working together can go further to better the lot of Ogun State women. We are going to meet with the CP. We are going to Arrow, you know, the psychiatric hospital. We are building bridges. We are building relationships. We have been doing things in a new form. Not necessarily that what was being done was not being done well. But then we discovered that there were some gaps. And those gaps is what we are trying to fill in. In order for us to have a better life for the women of Ogun State.
So what should Ogun State girls and women be expecting with you as the Commissioner for Women Affairs?
Well, proactiveness. Proactiveness. An open door policy. We are our doors are always open and we are always proactive. Give us a call immediately. And it's now a teamwork. And that is why this morning, even just coming for the interview, you can see me with some of our directors. It's because we don't want to come and scare you. That is why the whole team is not here. We all move together now. We work together. An injury to one is an injury to all. That's our slogan now. So whenever we get a call, except when we have so many things to do at the same time, then we divide ourselves. But if we have just one thing to tackle, we all move. We all move in unison. We move in unity. Because by the time you get there, you discover that I will have an idea. Another person has an idea. And it might even be the least person in that team that we have the best idea. So no idea is stupid. All right. We all come to the table. We all you know, we discuss, we take decisions together. This is not about I am the commissioner, I am the permanent secretary. Even the staff are being carried along and they are being encouraged to think out of the box on how we can make the ministry a better one.
All right, still talking about, you talked about the ministry, what they should be expecting is an open door policy that, let's talk about the website. Does the Ogun State Ministry of Women Affairs, do you have a website where people can just, maybe just to see, okay, these are the things you're doing and how to reach you and all, you know, you talked about the open.
At the moment, there is no, I can't say there is a functional website.
Okay.
But we have other platforms.
Other platforms.
We have our social platforms.
Okay, the
that
Facebook
are now functional. Hmm. The Facebook, okay. Instagram, Twitter, that is now X. Hmm. You know, you can go there.
Okay.
We have means of the outsiders communicating with us.
Okay.
And we have, when it comes to gender-based violence, we have the SAC Center.
We're still going to talk about that, man. We're still going to talk about that, but okay, let's. I'm just taking it one after the other.
So we have other platforms.
But are there plans on getting a website for the State Ministry of Women?
Like you said, and I have equally corroborated that it's just 1.5 months.
Mm.
And what we've been doing in the past days is to set the basics.
Okay.
You know, to set the foundation.
Mm.
In the next 1 year, or by the time we'll be marking 1 year in office, I want to assure you that you will have seen a whole lot of difference.
Okay.
Bringing technology to play in the way we work.
Hmm. All right. You'll agree with me that Nigerians are going through a lot, you know, because of the situation of the economy since the president made that bold statement, subsidies gone, you know. You were quoted recently advocating for more initiatives to prioritize financial inclusion and gender-responsive policies, you know, to aid women-led businesses. Now, apart from giving grants to women, which is almost like the usual that we always hear, but what other forward-thinking empowerment programs do you have planned for Ogun State women, most especially in the area of business? Apart from giving grants, what other forward-thinking empowerment are you planning for Ogun State women?
Now, let me quickly shed light on what was being done and what has brought us to where we are today.
Okay.
You talked about grants, but it is not just about grants.
Okay.
There's something we call Okowo Dapo in Ogun State.
Yes.
And that is fashioned, it was actually there before.
Mm.
But when we had in Nigeria, when we looked at the success of the Nigeria for Projects, of Nigerian women, you know, projects, we had to redesign. The governor redesigned in that line, and it's working. So when you are talking about grants, it's not just about grants.
Okay.
Now let me throw more a bit of light on how Okowo Dapo works.
Please do.
There's something we call WACS. Women affinity groups.
Okay.
At times I call the WACS like upscale daily contribution or contribution. You know, a group of people will come together, like 20 people coming together, and when they come together, they are contributing certain amount of money.
Mm.
But the way it is done, they have a box, and the way they coordinate the activities, it's not easy for one person to say, I am going away with everybody's money, because the box is iron and it has about 3 padlocks, and when you are going home, each person, about 3 people, goes home with keys to each of the padlock. So it means you have to get another person go home with the box itself. So you are talking about 4 people that we have to come together, and it's not easy for you to get such. Now what the government does is to equally give them some money. So for instance, if you are contributing, let's say 20,000 in a week, and at the end of 6 weeks, you want to get your money, that should be about 120,000. But now, with the government support, and because other people too are contributing, you are giving based on what you are contributing.
Okay.
Now, that is just, you look at it that, it's a norm. There's no big deal. But the big deal there is the other things that comes with it.
Okay.
The financial education, the different seminars, the financial discipline that you are taught.
Okay.
You know, a lot of trainings.
Okay, the trainings.
That is what makes it a big deal. And that is what makes it different. It's not just for you to sit down, contribute money. At the end of the day, you collect your money, and maybe somebody is talking about one Ashwebi. Then the next thing, you have carried the money to go and buy us. No, there are a whole lot of training. Family training, business training, financial discipline, you know. By the time you are out of it, it's like you have gone to a financial school.
Like a business school.
Okay. So you know what you are doing. And we've been having a whole lot of testimonies to this.
Okay.
In fact, just about 2 weeks ago, I think, there are two different bodies that came from Lagos.
Okay.
Based on the presentation I had at Faith Foundation.
Okay.
They came to Ogun State to come and learn, to come and study this model. That how is it working? They don't just want to give out money to people. Just like you said, grants will be given. And before you know it, it is gone.
Okay.
We are back to square zero. No, that is not what we want. Because with that, we will just be going, you know, round and round in a circle. We want Ogun State women to be able to stand bold, to say, yes, I am a woman.
Okay.
And I have everything to say I am a woman to compete favorably
in the
men,
in the okay. So let's still dwell a bit. We've talked about business. Let's talk about employment this time. You know, because employment after graduation is an important virtue. Okay, are there measures or steps that you have planned to empower young ladies in Ogun State who are graduates? Okay, and will you be collaborating with other ministries, agencies, you know, to make sure that young ladies and women who are graduates get employment?
Let me quickly say this, that there's a plan in the pipeline to send to school to support in education 1,000 women, 1,000 female in the tech, in our polytechnics.
Polytechnics, okay.
In the tech sector.
Okay.
Education in the tech sector. Because one of the things we have discovered is that, you know, normally they will say this job, these certain courses are female courses, these certain ones are male courses. And we know that these days there's a whole lot of potentials, opportunities that abound in the tech world.
Sure.
So one of our partners, one of our international partners, we are partnering with them to educate 1,000 women.
Okay.
So you know what that means. Now, coming back to employment. Yes, I don't know. Some will say we are feminist, or, but I don't usually like to see myself as a feminist.
Yeah, it's not I believe in feminism.
What I usually ask for is a level playing ground
between
the man
and the woman.
True. Because I don't believe that we are weak. Yes, we are called the weaker vessel, but we are the neck, and without the neck, the head cannot stand.
True.
You know. So what I usually advocate for is that give us a level playing ground. Don't look at me. You know, when a man and a woman walk into an office, the first impression is that, oh, she's a woman. So it, automatically they look at the man as being better
than the woman, which is wrong.
So give us that level playing ground. Now, the only reason why we are asking for favor, not favor
quotes,
the only reason why we are saying, okay, give us a preferential treatment is because we've been lagging behind.
Okay.
We've been affected by this, you know, patriarchy, you know, all sorts.
Yeah, the African society.
The African thing for so long. Some people talk about gender equality. I believe that it's not even about gender equality. We should be talking about gender equity.
Gender equity. That's another conversation entirely.
We should be talking about gender equity. Because if we are talking about gender equality, the men are already there 99%, you know, ahead of you.
Okay.
And you are just 1%. And you want to talk about gender equality. So if at this point we are giving 10-10, where does it leave us? It still leaves us behind. But if we are talking about equity, you look at where we are and where they are.
Okay.
And it is on that basis that you will appropriate for us.
Okay.
So, which means that even when you are employing, you should give more opportunities
to more women.
To more women. Mm.
All right, so let's talk about violence against women and girls in Nigeria. You know, mainly rape and defilement. You know, is a pandemic-sized problem. Now, here in Ogun State, it seems to be on the increase. Okay, we hear reports almost every time. Now, what is your ministry doing or planning in order to protect the girl child? Because recently, the International Federation of Women Lawyers, you know, they advocated for castration of rapists. So, question 1A will be, what is your ministry planning to protect the girl child? And the question 1B is, do you agree with FIDA, International Federation of Women Lawyers, advocating for the castration, corporal, you know, punishment for rapists?
Let me first of all establish this, that it is not just about Ogun State. It's on the increase across the nation. Well, I think even if I say across the world, you know, this is something that is on the increase in our society. We feel it's more in Ogun State because we are speaking up.
Okay.
We are not covering it up. But in some states, they still believe, oh, if we should say it out, people will look down on us. No. The government of Ogun State, ably led by Governor Dapo Abiodun, will not look lightly on anyone caught in such act. And we've been doing all we could to make sure that we put them out there. It is not the victim that should be shamed. It is the perpetrator.
Okay.
And that is why you can't even, when we are dealing with such, you can't see the face of our victims. We protect our victims.
What do you do to parents who say,
it is the perpetrators
that
we shame.
Ah, Jekashe look cool.
Now, you asked that, what are we doing? One of the things we've been doing is to put them out there. You know, most of the time in the past, when such are caught, no, let us resolve it. Let us do this. No. We say no to that. If you can do it, then you must be able to face the shame and whatever other things that comes with it. We've been teaching and training our young ladies. We do a lot of sensitization to let them know that if you find yourself in such situation, forget it. It's not your fault. It's not your blame. Don't be ashamed. Speak up. Because it is only when you speak up that you can help another person.
Okay.
Now, we had a case of a teacher who raped two young ladies within the space of 24 hours. Now, he was caught the second time all because the first lady
spoke up.
And it was in the process of trying to arrest him that he was caught in the second act. Now, you can imagine if the first lady had not spoken up. So we've been encouraging our girls, and our sensitization is actually yielding.
Okay.
It's yielding a great result.
All right, because
people are now calling in.
Yes.
Now on to FIDA.
FIDA.
I totally agree with them. Because for instance, if you rape the first time and you've been castrated, there's no way you can go back to the act. We've had men who are serial rapers who have had issues in the past. They are let off the hook and they still come back and do the same thing.
Yes.
So if you are caught once, in fact, you will have to think twice before you do the act.
So you agree with that corporal punishment is the only
please,
way.
Corporate punishment is the way to go when it comes to this rape.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about, I'm sure you heard about the failed gender bills where women, women groups are doing all they can to reintroduce this bill back in the house just to get them passed. Now, when we talk about the gender bills, for those who don't know, the gender bills are the bill to provide special seats for women at National Assembly, affirmative action for women in political party administration. Another bill sought to grant citizenship to foreign-born husbands of a Nigerian woman. Already a Nigerian man's foreign-born wife is automatically a Nigerian citizen. Another bill also seeks to allocate 35% of political positions based on appointments to women and creation of additional 111 seats in National Assembly as well as the state constituent assemblies. Another one is the inclusion of at least 10% affirmative action in favor of women in ministerial appointments. Now, this bill, these five beautiful bills, was thrown out last year during the constitutional amendment. And yes, we heard that there's some women actually picketed the National Assembly, they protested. And coming to you, how did you feel when these bills were thrown out?
As a woman, I felt bad, but that's it's not unexpected, you know.
Oh, you expected
like
it.
Yeah. Because you are talking about a house, a legislature that has how many percent of women there?
Okay.
We will continue to appreciate our he for she men, those who believe in us.
Okay.
But what is their percentage?
Okay.
And when you are talking about the house, you know how, yes, things are gradually changing, but most especially from the northern part, you know how they feel when it comes to women. You know, even some of our religion still believe, oh, because you are a woman, you cannot, you know, you cannot lead. So even down south, we still have some who still share the same opinion. You know, and those are the people that you expect to pass those bills for us. Unfortunately, we do not have enough women
to champion the cause
in the house. Irrespective of what we do outside, they are still going to sit.
Because lobbying needs to be done.
Exactly. And we do not have enough he for she.
All right. So, but will you be working with other commissioners of women affairs, you know, all around the 36 states of the Federation, you know, to work and, you know, find a way to reintroduce this bill to get them passed? Will you be working with other commissioners of women affairs all around the country to come together to, just so that these bills will get the required attention?
Not just with commissioners for women affairs. You know, I'm like, we call people like me ex-colleague, executive legislators.
Okay.
You know, I came from the legislative and we've been advocating for this way back since then. So I'll be working with not just the executive as in the commissioners for women affairs, but even with the legislature.
Remember, you can be a part of this conversation. The numbers to call is 0815-432-1079, 0815-432-1079, or 0818-111-1079, 0818-111-1079. We have right here in the studio the Commissioner for Women Affairs, in person of Honorable Motraya Adijat Adeleye, and we're talking about women in Ogun State. And also, we are also live on Facebook. On Facebook, it is Fresh 107.9 FM, Abeokuta on Facebook. You can also drop your comments there. We'll definitely attend to it. And you can also tweet at us on the X platform at Fresh FM, Abeokuta. So, still talking about women in politics, women in leadership positions. Some persons have argued that the reason women don't get to leadership position is because women don't support other women. Do you agree with this school of thought first? And also, how will you advise the women folk about supporting each other to get to that leadership position?
Well, that saying is flawed. Because is it all men that support other men? It's still part of what the men has created, you know, to turn the back of women against each other. Because it is not all men. Majorly, when you look at the political class, most of the time, men are equally against themselves. But nobody is saying anything about that. It is the women you continue to talk about that they are against each other. It's natural. I believe in something. You believe in another thing, you know. So don't make it an issue like it is only women that works against women. We've had a lot of times when women are supporting women. My council chairman, I supported her, even at a risk to my own political career.
Oh.
When my time came, she didn't support me. But that doesn't mean if I have another opportunity to support another woman, I won't support.
Okay.
She must have a reason. And I equally had my reason for supporting her because I wanted to support a woman. So we should, that quote should be thrown away, because even men at times do not support each other. Now, for us, at the level of the ministry, we are ready to support any woman, any quality woman. I use that word quality.
Quality. Not just any
woman. Not just any woman. But there are a lot of times you see some women coming out. The same thing with men, too. You know, but now because they've said, oh, 35% for women, the women should be given opportunity. You see a woman who cannot even stand election for councillor saying if she wants to be governor. It happens with some men too.
Okay.
But we are saying we want to give opportunity to those who we can vouch for, to those women who we can say, yes, we can support and we know, oh, they're going to make us proud.
Okay.
And let me use this opportunity to equally advocate and plead with women who are already high up there. That's another thing that we do have. We have this patriarchy, but we don't have that matriarchy. It is high time we begin to build that. Women coming together to support other women.
Okay.
In particular, other women. And it's going to be a woman thing.
Okay.
Because you see the men, most of the time when a woman is contesting, she still have to go back to the men.
To the men.
Because there's no other person to go to.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, we have a couple of women who their words count in the society.
Okay. We have this message right here on Facebook, and the person said, I should ask you. He said that, how about women who abuse young boys? What happens to them, and what protection do we have for the boys or the boys abused by men? Do you have an answer to that?
Yeah. When we say gender-based violence, gender captured both gender.
Both
whether
gender.
Male or female. It is not woman-based violence.
Okay.
That's something most people do not know. Gender doesn't refer to female alone.
Female, okay.
It refers to both gender, male or female.
Okay.
The only thing is that most of the time, it happens more to the female
to the
gender.
Female.
That is one. Two, most of the time, when it happens to the male gender, because of the way the men are built and the traditional cultural things surrounding the men, how will I go out and say my wife is abusing me?
Man up, don't cry.
Man up, don't cry. And they are dying silently. So we don't get to see that all the time. You hardly see a man coming up to report that the wife is abusing him.
Okay.
But if we have such complaint, the same way we are treating that of the woman to men is the same way we are going to treat them. We will give all support to them.
All right. Let's move on. I'm going to ask you kind of a personal question, yeah? You were a former member of the Ogun State House of Assembly and also a former Commissioner for Culture and Tourism, and now you are the Commissioner for Women Affairs. Tell us, what is your biggest challenge? What is the biggest challenge you've had to face as a woman in politics and as a woman in power?
As a woman in politics, contesting election, people looking down at you simply because you are a woman, believing that the male folk, the male gender is better than you, even without knowing anything about you, talking down about you, you know, saying all sorts, when even the man is worse off than you as a woman, you know, that's a big challenge. And it's one of the reasons why we see a lot of women who has achieved running away from politics. They tell you politics is dirty. If you are not ready to take some things, there's no way you can succeed as a female politician in the country. As a woman in power, you know, women generally, when you find yourself in position, you have to do like 3 times better than an average man for people to give you kudos, for people to see you as a success in what you are doing. It's easier for a man to do just little and people will be flocking around you. But as a woman, you have to put in all efforts. You have to try like times over what the man will do, you know, because the society is not even giving you that opportunity. But to God be the glory, you know, just like you have said, I've come over the years, even before the House of Assembly, I was in the local government as a consultant to the chairman on community development matters. So over the years, people are beginning to know what Adija stands for.
Is it something that, you know, growing up, I'm talking about for people who would say that maybe see as a role model, all right? Is it something that would say that maybe your parents formed you to be prepared for this journey? Or is it something that you had to learn all by yourself? Or is it some, what message do you have for the ordinary lady out there who's thinking, will I ever have a chance to compete in this men's world?
Well, I got a bit from the home front.
From the home
front. But I got more on the streets.
On the street.
Yes.
So it's not just about, oh, because I have male siblings. It's
No.
I had to toughen up.
Actually, I happen to be a first child and I had five girls after me.
Hmm.
Three died, only two survived.
Okay.
Before I have just one brother that I trained.
Hmm.
So I learned more on the street. I am more of a God-made person.
Okay.
You know, I learned the hard way. But one thing I have discovered is that when there is a will,
there
will always be a way. When you are focused, when you know what you want, when you have your eyes on the ball, no matter what happens, irrespective of anything, just continue to have your eyes on the ball.
Hmm.
And when you are committed to it, heaven will bless your journey.
Okay. The numbers to call, 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079 or 0818-111-1079. Another message here on Facebook said that women tend to enjoy favorable posting in public and private service. I don't know the data he has for him to come up with such...
Because all established data, you know, is against what that person just said.
Such conclusion, I don't know. Women tend to enjoy. So another person replied saying that let the men group advocate for themselves. Okay. But let's talk domestic violence. We can't talk about women without talking domestic violence. The Lagos State Government, you know, came up with a data recently. I think it was this month when I saw it. I was really scared. You know, came up with the data that wives battered 340 husbands to a pulp in 1 year in Lagos. Now, that's a data from the Lagos State Government. Now, the Lagos State Government, they have a Lagos State Domestic and Sexual Violence Agency, you know, which is headed by Mrs. Titolala Vaiva Dini. Does Ogun State have an agency for domestic and sexual violence cases? And also, that's one. And also, two, is there like a helpline for those who suffer from domestic violence?
Let me first of all say that we have the VAP law.
The VAP law. Violence against persons prohibition law
in Ogun State. And we have a committee, the VAP committee, that meets quarterly, ably led by the First Lady of Ogun State.
Okay.
They've been doing so much
when
it comes to that. A lot has been done when it comes to that. Now, Lagos State, well, like I said, people are now beginning to speak up, unlike before. We don't have such data yet in Ogun State. But like I've said, anybody can come up. So the men should not, maybe because the men are seeing, when we say sexual and gender-based violence, they are seeing it more as a woman thing. I am using this opportunity to say that it is for both gender. Whether you are a male or you are a female, if you are a male and you are being abused, you can, if you are a male and you are being abused, you can equally call. We have a dedicated number.
A dedicated number, okay.
Yes. Because we have a SAC center, Sexual Assault Referral Center.
Okay.
Currently, we have one and is in Sagamu.
Okay.
But we are working on three more. At least, I want to believe that before June next year, we should have three more. Okay. One in each zone.
Any senatorial
in each
zone.
It's even zone.
Okay, in each zone.
Remo, Ijebu, Abeokuta, and Yewa. We are working on that at the moment. And the number to call when there are issues like that is 080-5314-4574.
Okay.
Even if you don't have credit, if you just flash, they will call you back.
You can send a message to them.
They will respond. That is our hotline at the moment. We are working on other lines too. But that number, let me call it again.
Please do.
For the purpose of those who are listening to us at home. Because we've had issues where this number has saved a lot of people. We've had, you know, people that has been abused and they went to tell someone and someone will tell them, oh, I was listening to a program or I attended a program and they gave us this number. And the person will just bring out the number and then will be called and we will just move into action. Once again, the number is 080-5314-4574.
Let's take it slowly this time so that people can get to write them down.
080 5314-4574. That is the number to our sexual SAC center, sexual referral sexual harassment referral center.
Okay, in Sagam. And also, I know you just got to that position 1.5 months. Have you persecuted anyone recently? Or maybe you've heard that the ministry persecuted anyone recently? And also, for those who would say that, oh, the government, what if one rich person, one politician maybe just comes and take... What assurance are you giving to those who have been abused, you know, that they will definitely get judgment?
At the moment, we have some cases in court. Even after I resumed, I assumed office. We had the case of the guy, the teacher, who raped two young ladies.
Young ladies,
within 24 hours. We have the case of a 76 years old, though the children said he's 86 years old, who impregnated a 16 year old. We have the case of a father, a student. I wouldn't want to mention the name of the school now.
Don't.
A student who has been violated before, previously, by two men. And they were able to get the men arrested to the extent that they got to a lawyer.
Okay.
But how it went down, we don't know. Until we were called that the girl was raped again. And now we are back on that case. And what we discovered is that the father was approached. I don't want to begin to mention anybody, you know, that he should drop the case. And he was given certain amount of money.
Okay.
And he wrote a letter of withdrawal.
Oh,
now the same girl has been abused again. Now, let me use this opportunity to appeal to parents.
Please do.
When we apprehend perpetrators, you see a mother coming up to say, you know, in the case of a father who impregnates, because that's another case.
Yes.
A father who impregnates
the daughter,
his own daughter. Now, you see a mother coming up to say, oh, please don't charge him to court. Because if you charge him to court and he's jailed, nobody takes care of the rest of the children.
Okay.
I want to tell you that if such is not charged to court, if the full length of law is not allowed to take place, that man is going to do the act again. Well, nobody can call me. Someone called me on one of the cases we have. And I said, well, there's no problem. If you want us to release this person, no problem. I'll come to you. I'll bring a camera, a video camera. And you can just tell the world under coverage that you are advocating that such person
be released.
Should be released.
So are you assuring Ogun State
I want to, no matter
how highly placed the person is.
Yes, no matter how highly placed the person is. Hmm. Because the fact is, if we don't prosecute to the highest extent of the law,
okay,
if these people do not get judgment, this act will continue.
Okay.
Number one, the victim will continue to be traumatized. The victim needs to get a closure that she or he has been able to get judgment. Hmm. That is part of the healing process for such person.
Hmm.
Then for the society, there's a need for us to let them know that this act is bad. And if you do the act, you will do the time.
Hmm, true.
So I am pleading. Nobody should come to my door. If you know you have someone close to you that is usually involved in such acts, it is now time for you to go and call them to order. Because if they do the act, they will do the time.
Have you tried thinking the whistleblowing policy?
Oh, yes. In fact, the case of the father that impregnates the daughter was brought to us by the community.
Okay, good.
He has previously impregnated her, terminated the pregnancy, then he impregnated her again and was planning to terminate that pregnancy again.
Oh, dear.
So it was the people in the community
that spoke
brought the case.
Mm. All right.
So we've had people coming up and we say thank you to you for the, because we all have to come together to put an end to this menace.
True. All right. We have this message again. Oluwaseun Funmi Afolabi saying that rather than saying if you flash, you'll be called back, why not make the number toll-free, as flashing can easily be abused and misused?
Yes, we are working on that.
Okay, it's going to be toll-free.
Well, we are working on that.
All right, so let's also talk about female genital mutilation. What is your ministry? What does your ministry have planned out for, you know, to kick against female genital mutilation? Because I see that some people still do it as a matter of tradition. Now, what will you be doing? Will you be persecuting parents who engage in this, or would you be doing more sensitization?
More sensitization. Let me equally use this opportunity to say that we are within the period of the 16 days activism on gender-based violence, because even genital mutilation is seen as abuse on the female child, on the girl child. So within this period, though it is not limited to this period, this is something we do, you know, from time to time, virtually every month, we go out, we do sensitization. Most especially when it comes to gender mutilation, we go to those places that has been identified that this act is still ongoing.
Okay.
We, at times education matters.
True.
You know, some of them do not even know the dangers attached to it. They are not informed. So there's a need for us to inform them. There's a need for us to continue to sensitize them.
Okay. All right. As we wind down, there's this particular one, a little bit controversial. All right. Because I personally find it very surprising that condoms are sold cheap and sometimes even given out free for obvious reasons. Some will say, oh, because of HIV, blah, 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 blah. But sanitary pads are most times not sold free. It is now even expensive because of Forex and all. Will you be championing the cause for locally made sanitary pads in Ogun State for schoolgirls in the state, and where it can be sold for little amount or perhaps free for Ogun State girls and women? Is it doable?
In fact, we have one that we are embarking on in the next 1 week.
Okay.
You know, that we've already gotten the support for from His Excellency, the Governor of Ogun State.
Okay.
Reusable sanitary pads.
Reusable?
Yeah, reusable sanitary pads. Okay. We'll be going to some of our schools to share and to equally let them know how to make use of them, to educate them, to enlighten them on how to make use of it.
When you say reusable, is it just maybe you can reuse it maybe 2 or 3 times, or you can reuse it as
well
till infinity or what?
It depends on the way you have managed what you are using. Even clothing is not usable for eternity. Not to now talk of something that needs...
Don't mind me, I was just joking.
I know. Okay. But before I leave that, please, let me equally call out this number.
Okay, please
that
do.
People can
yeah,
call.
Please do.
080-71-290703.
Slowly this time.
Hotline.
Yes, yeah, slowly this time.
080.
Okay.
71-290703. Please feel free to call that hotline.
No. Okay.
When there is any form of
domestic violence. Okay, now still going back to the sanitary pants, because I look forward to a place where Ogun State will have maybe like a factory where this sanitary pad will be made and sold to Ogun State ladies, Ogun State women. You know, you talked about the reusable. I'm not sure it's going to be produced here in Ogun State, but would you be championing the cause, you know, to actually maybe put pressure on the governor to situate a factory or an office where these things can be done? Because I heard that some sanitary pads can be made with vending machines. I heard of it, but will it, can it be done? Is it doable?
Why not? And when you look at the trajectory of Ogun State in the last 4 years, you discover that the governor has put in place a lot of pull factors that has made the state comfortable for industries to come and establish.
Sure.
And they're thriving.
Yeah, we see.
So doing that will just be like a piecemeal cake. We are just starting. The reusable sanitary pad is something new that is just coming up. So I can assure you that within the shortest period of time, people themselves, the industries themselves, will want to readily come to Ogun State to come and establish, because all the pull factors are there.
No, okay. So just as we wind down, the final question will now be, you just started 1.5 months. I want you to reiterate again. You're still going to call out those lines again. What should Ogun State girls and women be expecting with you as well as Commissioner for Women Affairs? I want you to just reiterate that part as well.
Yeah, we are here for you. The purpose why we are here is because we want to work with you. We want to work for you. We want to work by you. And our door is open, you know, for collaborations, for advice, for opinions. We don't throw away opinions, no matter
and
how
criticism
you
as
know
well.
And criticism, exactly. No, criticism actually makes you try.
Sure.
You know, we are open to all. You know, when we are doing something that you feel there's a way we can do it better, please feel free to reach out to us. And just like I said, we are on the various social media platforms.
Okay.
I equally have my personal official handles. Okay. So you can reach out to us on any of those. And very soon, we'll be having our website.
Okay, good.
You know, I want you to be rest assured that we are committed to leaving Ogun State women better than we met it.
So it's not going to be business as usual?
No, it's not going
it's to not be going business.
It's definitely not business as usual.
Thank you so much for coming right here into our studio. Do you have a parting thought? And also the number.
Yeah.
I want you to just give us that
hotline,
number.
The hotline, once again, I'll call it slowly, just
yeah,
like the
yeah, gun. Exactly. Slowly this time.
080-71-290703. Let me call it again.
Okay.
080-71-290703. The first line I called is the person in charge of the SAC Center.
Okay.
But this is actually the hotline.
The hotline.
You know. So just call it.
Just call the
Someone
number.
Will surely attend to you.
And also,
and we are nonpartisan. This is not about politics. This is not about gender, whether you are a man or you are a woman. It is not about religion. I don't want to know whether you are
a particular political party, where you maybe
please, whoever you are, in as much as you live
in
Niger, the governor is committed to making sure that whoever that lives in Ogun State, in as much as you find yourself on this soil, you are protected. And you have security.
Okay.
So, and we are committed to that.
And is there a time frame for when it's going to be a toll-free line?
Yeah.
Is there a time frame?
Give us till next month.
Next month.
January.
When
I say next month, we're already in December.
We're almost in December. Okay, so by January, we can be assured that those lines will be toll-free.
By the grace of it, might not even be up to that because we're already working on it.
Where people can just get to call and air out their grievances and all. But anyway, thank you so much. I've been speaking with Honorable Mutraya Adijat Adeleye, the Commissioner for Women Affairs. Thank you so much for coming into the studios to have this conversation with me.
And it is Women Affairs and Social Development.
Women Affairs and Social Development. Thank you. People tend to forget
that.
But anyway, thank you so much for coming to the studio. And we hope that whenever we have issues concerning women, we'll definitely call you.
We'll gladly be here.
You know, and you'll also welcome our criticism as well.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, we'll welcome our criticism as well. Thank you so much for coming to us.
Thank you so much.
And that's the size of our package on the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM, Abeokuta. My name is Binga Oreshegun, the man you just have to love. We'll be back again on Monday by the special grace of God for another interesting conversation. Have a beautiful Wednesday. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Ozzy Omar, and I'm always tuned in to my favorite radio station.
Fresh.
Look what I brought for you.
All the artists live here.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
Hey, this is Beyonce.
Hey, it's Chris Brown.
The hottest radio station.
Fresh 107.9, where we keep you fresh all day.
Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria. Select the icon, tap, and install for free. Follow the on-screen instructions, complete the installation, and get our content anywhere under the sun in real time. The Fresh FM radio app is all in one. You can listen live, watch us live, see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts, and news updates. The Fresh FM Nigeria mobile app can be downloaded on Android and iOS. As you use the Fresh FM app, review and rate our app. We're available 24/7 for more updates. Thank you for choosing Fresh as the best with Oakrest.
Arakunrin ati arabirin, we can now travel first today. It's a jarin ajo to tobi ju ninu odun tutu de o. So gbogbo ala irin ajo re sita pelu akanse ilana irin ajo oko ofurufu, ile itura, iwe iwolu ati akanse ilana simi ninu gbogbo osu kokonla. Gba aye ti re kale loni lori wakanow.com. Download the Wakanow app lati janfani awon akanse ilana olowo popu tabi ko lo si eka ile ise wa ni office HMO ladojuko OOPL opopona MKO Abiola Abeokuta. Ojojumo la o ma tu akanse ilana sita. Nitori na kan si wa lori Instagram ati Facebook at wakanow.com. Su gbogbo ala irin ajo re sita pelu Wakanow. Ki lo nduro de oya se ka lo.
All the artists live here.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
Hey, this is Beyonce.
Hey, it's Chris Brown.
The hottest radio station.
Fresh 107.9, where we keep you fresh all day.
All the artists live here.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
Hey, this is Beyonce.
Hey, it's Chris Brown.
The hottest radio station.
Fresh 107.9, where we keep you fresh all day.
This is Fresh 107.9 FM, your feel-good radio.
Let's get to the
music.
Eto te ma je gbadun e lori kan ni
ogida oni se baba kaja de belogerun
tojuti ye leto eto te ma je gbadun e lori ikani fresh 107.9 fm ni gbogbojo wednesday latago merin titi dago marun role le ma je gbadun e to tojuti ye o nibi ta ti ma gbe oro eto abo yewu atawon kan tin dukoko ma la fi agbegbe wa iroyin leka eto abo koni gbeyin abale je gbagbo nibi te yin eyo ti ma pe wole te ma fi sun ibi te to abo lagbegbe yin atawon tin dukoko mo yin te ma pariwo won soke be abala agbalejo to nti akitiyan gbofiro wo ni gbeyin lori eto tala tokun eto yi olufemi oye nekan onikanga agbon gbeyede ni le ma gbadun e ni gbogbojo wednesday laago merin saago marun role